with roosters crowing in the background in the old Matadi Estate neighborhood, 31-year-old Joseph Duo explains how he joined Liberia's brutal civil war 17 years ago when he was a 14-year-old high school student in Liberia's capital.
When I went to go see the fight, they arrested one of my mom's best friends. And then right before me, they cut our hair off. And then that hurt me a lot. And then I just felt bad for that whole time. I told my mother, we have to leave from here. You're not safe. So we left the place. But then while traveling from area to area, I used to dream. In my dream, I was always a military man, a big fighter in my dream. And I would command a lot of people. So I told my mother, I said, I can't stand here. I'll have to go.
Duo is small but fearless. And he became the commander of a so-called small boys unit of preteens and teenagers fighting for Charles Taylor, the former warlord turned Liberian president, now on trial in The Hague for crimes against humanity in Sierra Leone. Mr. Taylor says he is the victim of an international conspiracy. Duo says he believed in what he calls Taylor's revolution for a free Liberia, and he says he joined so he could discipline other fighters.
So people had to go in the midst of them to educate them on how to fight civil war. Because the people they were fighting, according to them at the time, they said they were freedom fighters. And you can't be a freedom fighter and call the citizen here and rape the wealth of the citizen and burn down the town and village. Then you say freedom fighter.
He denies killing any civilians. But he says he regrets fighting brutally against Liberians from other fighting groups, which he calls by their acronyms.
Everything I did, I felt bad because the Laird were fighting it, and the Ulimo were fighting it, and they are all Liberians. So if you stand back there and say, change fire, I kill you, I feel bad. I felt bad about what happened.
Making a statement before the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, known as the TRC, is one of the best things he says he has done.
Yeah, I felt better because if something like disease that was in me, so once I gave it all, I expressed it all, I killed. Saying that I saw happening and not be able to tell the whole world. And truly, it was one of the means to do so.
Duo says he still feels the weight of war both mentally and physically.
I feel hurt a lot. I received 7 or 8 bullet wounds all over my body. So I feel by any time my mind goes under.
Duo is now a theology student and a family man with 3 children, including an energetic boy who resembles him. He says he wants his son to become a soccer player. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Monrovia.